Phone Boys Peaks, episode 621, Camera Clickbait.
I've often said that the best camera is the one you have with you. And granted, there's some Nokia marketing there. And I've had Nokia smartphones for more than 10 years. And this was definitely something when Nokia was doing their N series devices. That was the big marketing push. And of course, you know, every time a new smartphone comes out, and there's usually some comparison shots between that camera and like a real camera. And now, a real camera is almost always going to blow away a smartphone camera, just because it's got a bigger lens. I mean, for no other reason than it's got a bigger lens. Then, of course, oftentimes a camera you can have way more control over things like ISO and shutter speed and all these other things, which you don't typically get on a smartphone camera. Now, iOS 8 is going to change some of that, but the one thing you can't easily overcome is the fact that the lens on a smartphone is really small. And in fact, when you have a thin smartphone, that's one of the things you're going to have is a small camera sensor. And so, yeah, that's going to limit some of the stuff that you can do. Now, The Verge went and did one of these articles, and they compared an iPhone 5S to some real camera. And they did all these comparison shots and insert photography nerds here. And yeah, of course, I think some of the shots on the iPhone 5S looked better. Maybe not in every case, but there's definitely some shots where, yeah, a real camera is gonna do better, especially if you start talking about low light stuff. I don't even know why they had to do this. This is one of those page view articles, but anybody who's been in the industry or been had a smartphone for a long time knows that there's no comparison between a real camera and a smartphone camera. Although, the gap is closing. I mean, it's not as wide as it used to be. Now it is there's definitely some situations where you're just not going to get the same shot. Now, unless you have, like a Nokia Lumia 1020 or the Nokia PureView 808, the old Symbian device, those are probably the closest to a real camera, but they're employing different software techniques and stuff. And they're also oversampling too, right? So the 41 megapixel, I mean, really you're taking a 5 megapixel image most of the time, which, honestly, do you need all 41 megapixels? Probably not in most cases. But being able to capture all that information and do something, come up with a good pixel, yeah, I mean that's a great approach. So I think over time that this that smartphones again will the gap will shrink more. But a real photographer is always going to tell you, yeah, a real camera. But the fact is that most people that even have real cameras don't know how to use them, and so they should have probably really opted for automatic settings in all cases and seeing what the gap is. And I bet in that case that a smartphone's probably a bit closer. But yeah, you're always gonna have better pictures with a real camera than one that's not attached to a smartphone. But again, not news to anybody. Verge just doing clickbait articles again, blah blah blah.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.